This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. One-time top Trump aide and confidant Hope Hicks has been called to the witness stand in the former president's criminal hush money trial in New York. Hicks has testified she was very concerned in 2016 when she heard from a reporter about the leaked Access Hollywood tapes in which Trump describes grabbing women in lewd terms. Prosecutors are laying out a case about an effort by Trump and his allies to suppress other negative stories to influence the election. Trump spoke before entering the courtroom today.
The judge is highly conflicted. He should not be allowed to be the judge of this case. He's trying to make it as salacious as possible by allowing testimony that has nothing to do with the case. He wants to make it a nice, salacious case, try and hurt Trump, but it's having the opposite effect, I think.
The case is the first ever criminal trial against a former U.S. president. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency says hundreds of thousands of people would be at, quote, imminent risk of death if Israel goes ahead with its plans for a military assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Tel Aviv.
More than 1 million Palestinians from across Gaza have crowded into Rafah, where food and sanitation are inadequate. Israel says Hamas fighters have taken refuge there, too, and it's threatening a ground offensive. But the UN says that could, quote, lead to a slaughter in such a dense area. It's making what it calls band-aid contingency plans in case Israel does mount that attack, but says they won't be enough to prevent Gaza's, quote, humanitarian catastrophe from getting worse. Israeli airstrikes have already been targeted Rafah for months. A house was hit overnight, and NPR counted at least 7 bodies at a morgue nearby. They include 1 adult, 3 teenagers, and 3 children. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A migrant shelter in San Antonio, Texas, has gotten its federal funding renewed at the last minute. But as Texas Public Radio's Josh Peck reports, city officials say they need more than money to manage what has become a continuous flow of migrants.
The San Antonio Centro de Bienvenida Migrant Resource Center has offered food, shelter, and legal aid for more than 280,000 migrants in the last 2 years. But Mayor Ron Nirenberg says what would really help his city is new federal policy, more asylum judges, tighter asylum rules, and letting migrants work legally while their asylum petitions are processed.
Until we have some legislators with backbone to deal with those issues upstream, we're not going to see an end of the waxing and waning of the migration impacts at the local level.
Nirenberg says the challenges to his mission of treating everyone who comes to San Antonio with dignity and compassion are downstream of the problems that Congress has long neglected. For NPR News, I'm Josh Peck in San Antonio.
This is NPR News. More heavy rain and flooding striking the Houston area, where a school bus carrying children had to be rescued this morning after driving into high water. Officials say all of the children are safe. Flood warnings spreading from East Texas into Louisiana, with rain forecast to continue at least into the weekend. Evacuation orders are in effect in parts of the Houston area, as well as school and road closures. With the click of his camera, an amateur photographer struck gold when he spotted a certain bluebird in Oregon last week. NPR's Emma Bowman reports it's the first time a blue rock thrush, a bird native to Asia and Europe, has been documented in the United States.
Call it beginner's luck. Michael Sanchez, a band teacher from Washington State, says he's new to photography and is by no means a birder. But during a trip to the waterfalls at Hug Point State Park, he was snapping photos when a blue and chestnut-colored bird came into view. It wasn't until he posted his photos of the bird to Facebook that he got word just how rare his sighting was. The last time a blue rock thrush was seen in North America was in 1997 in British Columbia. Brody Cass Talbot, an educator at the Bird Alliance in Oregon, thinks the bird could have been blown off course or that it hopped a ride on a cargo ship, or perhaps both. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
Hiring slowed last month with 175,000 jobs added. That's more than 100,000 fewer than in March. The unemployment rate rose slightly in April from 3.8 to 3.9%, but it does remain very low by historical standards. The Dow is up more than 400 points. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.